The word of a woman in mother's position should have been assurance enough, and with any woman but mother, it certainly would have been. But now that she'd made up her mind to lie, well, we all sat in silence a long moment. Finally, Mrs. Okada said, "Mrs. Nitta, I do find myself in a difficult position. I remember quite clearly what Mameha told me." "Of course you do," Mother said. "Mameha has her memory of the conversation, and I have mine. What we need is a third party, and happily, we have one here with us. Sayuri may only have been a girl at the time, but she has quite a head for numbers." "I'm sure her memory is excellent," Mrs. Okada remarked, "but one can hardly say she has no personal interest. After all, she is the daughter of the Okia." "Yes, she is," said Mameha, and this was the first time she'd spoken up in quite a while. "But she's also an honest girl. I'm prepared to accept her answer, provided that Mrs. Nitta will accept it too."
"Of course I will," Mother said, and put down her pipe.
"Now then, Sayuri, which is it?" If I'd been given a choice between sliding off the roof to break my arm again just the way I did as a child, or sitting in that room until I came up with an answer to the question they were asking me, I certainly would have marched right up the stairs and climbed the ladder onto the roof. Of all the women in Gion, Mameha and Mother were the two most influential in my life, and it was clear to me I was going to make one of them angry. I had no doubt in my mind of the truth, but on the other hand, I had to go on living in the Okia with Mother. Of course, Mameha had done more for me than anyone in Gion. I could hardly take Mother's side against her.
"Well," Mother said to me,
"as I recall, Mameha did accept half wages, but you agreed to pay her double earnings in the end, Mother. I'm sorry, but this is the way I remember it." There was a pause, and then Mother said,
"Well, I'm not as young as I used to be. It isn't the first time my memory has misled me."
"We all have these sorts of problems from time to time," Mrs. Okada replied. "Now, Mrs. Nitta, what was this about offering Mameha an additional 10%? I assume you meant 10% over the double you originally agreed to pay her."
"If only I were in a position to do such a thing," Mother said.
"But you offered it only a moment ago. Surely you haven't changed your mind so quickly."
Mrs. Okada wasn't gazing at the tabletop any longer, but was staring directly at Mother. After a long moment, she said,
"I suppose we'll let it be. In any case, we've done enough for one day. Why don't we meet another time to work out the final figure?"
Mother wore a stern expression on her face, but she gave a little bow of assent and thanked the two of them for coming.